Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as we continue through the devotional journal, Living Free, our topic is Living Free by the Spirit of God, and living free to follow God's Spirit, to know His Spirit. One of the things that catches my attention as I read Scripture and is how often Jesus talks about sending one that would, in a sense, take His place, that would be present with us just as He was present with the disciples. And He talks about worshiping God in spirit and in truth. And this perfect law that gives freedom says, as we gaze into God's Word, we have the freedom to know and to follow His Spirit. And I believe it's the time we spend with God and His Word that helps us to live with that freedom. The Bible tells us to test the spirits. You see, we hear voices, and I'm not saying you necessarily hear audible voices, but our life is lived constantly with different voices trying to convince us of what we ought to do. Some are audible voices. They're the voices of our parents, our friends, our family members. The voices of those in authority, those in leadership positions. The voices of people that we know that are trying to convince us to do things their way. Others are more subtle voices, their inner voices that some try to tempt us to do wrong. Voices of the enemy that try to persuade us to take at least one step in a direction that is not good and godly. And then there's the voice of God's Spirit, calmly and quietly leading us further and further along in our journey of faith. And sometimes distinguishing between all of the input that we receive can be a very difficult thing. Trying to determine, is this a direction, a voice of God? Is it a voice, a direction of the enemy? Or is it just my own? Is it the voice and direction of what others want? I ask in the devotional something to the effect, is God's Spirit a daily partner in your life? Or is He just an occasional visitor? Or perhaps even an uninvolved stranger. You see, Jesus taught that the true worshipers would worship Him in spirit and in truth. And it's the ability through God's Word to discern, to test the spirits, that we're able to worship in both spirit and truth. We need the truth of God's Word to confirm the voice of His Spirit. As we live life, as we gaze into that perfect law, Jesus talks about His sheep knowing His voice. And I believe the same is true of not only knowing His voice, but knowing the voice of His Spirit. There are things that come across my mind, that enter my head, that I know flat out that this is not something that's godly. And I can dismiss that as being my own voice or the voice of the enemy, but there are other things that, well, are meant to sound right. And it requires a careful gazing into the perfect law of God's Word to accurately discern what's going on. You see, our enemy is good at giving morsels of truth that contain lies. That was his method with Adam and Eve. Did God not say? Well, he had a little bit right, but it wasn't truth. And as we gaze into God's law, as we listen to His Spirit, we recognize His Spirit is always truth. Not just a little bit right, but always fully, wholly right. And as we live and spend more time with God and His Word, we discover this freedom to live, to know His Spirit, to follow the voice that we recognize, because God and His Spirit is a daily partner in our life. As we live in these times of uncertainty, in these times of change, in these times that are so different than what we've known before, we definitely have a multitude of voices of people trying to tell us what we ought to do. Some is good advice, others is okay advice, and others is just bad advice. And just as we need to test the spirits, we need to test the advice of that which is being given. Does it honor God? Does it lift up Jesus? So much of the objections we have are usually based upon, I don't want to, rather than on, how does this reflect my relationship with Jesus? And as we listen to the advice, there's advice that we ought to follow. There's advice that we ought to dismiss, and there's advice that we ought to take into careful consideration. But all of it filters through, how do I live in a way that represents Jesus well? How do I honor those that God's Word says to honor? To honor and pray for those in leadership positions, to obey and pray for the government leaders. You see, living free to follow God's Spirit says, I involve Him in everything. I allow His Spirit to direct who I am and what I do. The prayer guide that went out this morning and is on knowing God's commands. And the key verse for the week, and we get into other scriptures as well, is comes out of James, and it is this idea of gazing into God's perfect law which gives freedom. But how can we gaze into God's perfect law that gives freedom? How can we experience that freedom of His Spirit if we don't know what it says? If we don't know the commands, if we don't know how He would have us to live. And so each day this week in the prayer guide, we're going to be looking at something different that God has commanded us, that He calls us to do through the power of His Spirit. These are general principles. This isn't going through the week with the list of the Ten Commandments. But as you go through it, you'll find elements of that in it. Because God's law, His commands, His rules for life, His guidance is consistent. And as we pray this week, as we pray this morning, we're preparing to worship together. And will our worship together be in spirit and truth, or will it not be? Will we include both elements? You see, we live in a time and we have a tough time sometimes with multitasking. I'm more of a sequential tasker. I can have a lot of projects going, but I want to do them one at a time. When I get done with this, I'll move to the next. Others will just kind of be busy with something different with each hand, it seems like. But when it comes to worship, we have an element that really focuses on truth. And sometimes focusing so much on truth solely can lead us to be rather legalistic. And there's another element in modern Christianity that likes to focus on the Spirit. And sometimes if we focus completely solely on the Spirit, we lose that balance, and it's not God's Spirit that gets involved. God's Spirit just becomes one of the spirits that are involved in our worship, and it becomes chaotic. I believe it's why Jesus taught that we worship God in spirit and in truth, so that we are confident it's His Spirit that has led us and joined us in worship of God. Our worship ought to be about God, about offering to Him from ourself. And whether it's offering our resources, whether it's offering our praise through songs and prayers, whether it's offering our life through obedience to the Word that's presented. As we worship in spirit and truth, we worship knowing that God has freed us to know the direction of His Spirit above all else. Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to examine the time that you spend in God's Word, to ask God to help you have a greater discernment of the things that you allow to direct your life. Have a greater awareness of the sound of His Spirit, because you know the nature of His Spirit through His Word. Pray for those that gather today, whether you're gathering in a church building or in your home or in a friend or relative's home. May your worship of God simply be a continuation of the worship you've been offering to Him all week. Because you are worshiping in spirit and in truth. May your life follow the Spirit of God, because you're spending time knowing the direction He would have you to walk in. May He be a constant companion in your life, rather than that occasional visitor or unknown stranger. May God direct your path. Not only be the light to your feet, the lamp to your feet, but direct your steps, that you would follow Him all the days of your life. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank You that You are indeed a God who loves us and has given us Your Spirit to comfort, to direct, to guide, to counsel, to be Your ever-present help in time of need. Father, today as we pray, I ask that You would help us to examine with greater discernment the things that we listen to, that we allow to influence and direct our actions, our thoughts. May we be those who really do worship in both spirit and truth. May we test the spirits. May we recognize when we're being led astray. As we gaze into Your perfect law, into Your word, may we live with obedience in such a way that Jesus is lifted up. As we gather today to worship, and wherever that is, may our worship be genuine. May it flow from a heart of thanksgiving, a heart that has seen You at work throughout the week. Father, as I consider this topic of following Your Spirit, of being free to live by Your Spirit, I pray for the way we model that to our children. May they know You as they watch us live according to Your Word. May they recognize Your voice as we listen to Your Spirit. Father, help us to not only be students of Your Word, but to make that an important thing in the lives of our children. That Your Word would be a daily part of not only our life, but of their life. That we would not easily be deceived by things that sound right. That the enemy is using to trap us or to trick us. But just as Jesus was tempted, as His enemy used Scripture, pieces of it, may we have such a grasp and understanding and knowledge of Scripture that we also can respond with the truth of God's Word to reject that which is evil and sinful and disruptive to our walk with You. God, today, may our life be different because we live by Your Spirit, because we examine daily the Scriptures to know what is good and right, what is pleasant. God, as we live in this time of COVID-19, may we listen to everything through the filter of Your Spirit. May we be obedient to your word in the way we react to others, in the way we live life day to day, in the way we express or don't express our opinions. Father, give us great discernment even in the information being given. So much is conflicting with itself at times. Father, may our study and research and understanding always be done in a way that we honor your word and honor you. That even in the things that we disagree with, may we not use our opinions, our disagreements to bring dishonor to the name of Christ. Father, guard our lips, our keyboards, our electronic devices, our telephones, whatever we use. That we would represent Jesus well in the midst of these changing times. And God, as we live by the Spirit, may the light of your word and the light of your Spirit shine through us in such a way that many would see Jesus. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.